is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In a surprise, the East Coast longshoreman with the ILA walked off the job in a strike closing down the New York port. A payment processing company has suspended all payment transactions related to daily fantasy sports in the U.S. over the next 30 days because of allegations that they are illegal sports betting sites. A higher percentage of Americans now have cell phones and computers than those that have landline phones. Number of homeless people in America has fallen, but has risen in larger cities. We're down 11% in the USA, it's up 42% in New York City, up 24% in LA, up 16% in San Francisco, 11% in Seattle, and 7% in Miami-Dade. The military will now have 12 weeks of paid family leave. Repealing the tax exemption for state and local taxes, often proposed by the Republicans, would fall hardest on blue states. Top 10 states that would be hammered would be Connecticut, New York, D.C., Jersey, California, Massachusetts, Maryland, Illinois, Rhode Island, and Virginia. 10 states least hurt would be Tennessee, Wyoming, Alaska, South Dakota, Nevada, Alabama, Mississippi, Washington, Louisiana, and New Mexico. New Orleans City Council is preparing to make marijuana a minor offense with a warning and a ticket with a small fine. Swiss banks are expected to pay the U.S. $136 million as a penalty for encouraging depositors in the U.S. to hide their money in Switzerland. Union membership held steady but still represented only 6.7% of the private sector workforce, 35.2% of the public sector employment. Overall share of the membership was only 11.1%. In India, only 27% of the women participate in the labor force, a figure lower than any other country in the G20 other than Saudi Arabia. From 2005 to 2012, the number decreased from 37%, largely because rural women were dropped or pushed out of the workforce. Tax preparers, both legitimate and shyster, are forcing many to pay penalties for not having health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, which they don't owe. The IRS is also warning that no one should make out the payments to a preparer rather than directly to the IRS. Hispanics with limited English are especially being targeted. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.